Joining us now to talk a little football, and maybe he's got a cannon arm that we are unaware of, from FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com. Let's bring in our buddy, Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
I'm excited to talk football instead of girth.
Girth.
You know, I got a big windup, but I can't get the ball down.
Well, you know, right. From what I hear, girth is more important.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, a big windup means
right,
nice change up. Anyway, and I know we like to do some fantasy football talk, which will be coming up here hot and heavy in the next few weeks, but I have a bet with Zeno here, among many. I have said, and maybe it's the Maryland homer in me, and not even C.J. Brown's season-ending knee injury will stop me from making this. Torrey Smith, Ravens. Darius Hayward Bay, Raiders. And I know the Raiders did not exactly look like an offensive dynamo Monday night. I say they combine, Mike Harmon, for 20 touchdowns this season. What do you say?
I really hope you're banking on like 15 from Smith.
That's what I said. See, I told you. I said unless Torrey Smith
Where's
gets 15,
the love
it's not
for
happening.
Darius Hayward Bay, who was on fire last year. Mike, what is up?
Well, he basically had, what, four or five games that really set his statistics to a great level. I think if I were going to bet on someone in that Oakland Raider offense, Denarius Moore would be my guy.
Yeah, see, that's where I would be going. He's got too much. He's too much of an Al Davis in love with speed kind of guy. As we talked to Mike Harmon of FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com is a blog. You can follow him on Twitter at SwollenDome. Week one of the NFL preseason in the books. The officiating was sparse, to say the least. Apparently the guy who did the Ravens game didn't know he was in Atlanta, not Arizona, because he kept saying Arizona all the time. But replacement refs are lining up for week two. It's starting to get contentious.
Yeah, on some level, I hope they keep the whistles in their pockets because they were afraid to make a mistake. So perhaps games keep flowing and you get some more contact in the secondary. But certainly some deplorable decisions, some deplorable calls, and really a call back to the officials. And it's interesting because you do the polls and you try to get people's, you know, pulse on this. And as long as they have football, they don't seem to care until it comes down to a bad call, say a ball being ruled down and called a touchback at the 4-yard line, come into play in the regular season.
We saw Andrew Luck, Mike, make his debut as an NFL quarterback, and it was very impressive, of course, just preseason against the St. Louis Rams, expected to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. But what are the projections for Andrew Luck this year?
I think you're looking at a guy that could get into that 3,500-yard range, the mid-20s in terms of touchdowns, but probably getting towards 20 interceptions. Gee, those numbers look an awful lot like a certain quarterback that played for the Colts so many years ago.
Right.
And I think you have a similar situation to what Peyton Manning walked into. Obviously, the league's a little more pass-happy than it was in those days. He still has Reggie Wayne. He's got a safety valve, a guy he knows in Kobe Fleener. They also have Allen there, the other tight end that they drafted. So you've got guys that he can go to. Austin Collie back from the injuries, and Donald Brown, one of those ninja guys in the fantasy realm that nobody wants to draft because of his injury history, but also a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. So there are some pieces in place. A little nervous about that offensive line, but in the end, the defense is bad enough that he's going to keep chucking. And as you look at that division, there's opportunity. There's opportunity. You've got to avoid Wade Phillips' defense, but otherwise, you're afraid of Jacksonville? Not so much.
He's Mike Harmon of FoxSports.com. SwollenDome.com is a blog. Haney and Zeno here on The Fan. I'm so curious to get your take on Chad Johnson and Evelyn Lozada, who are deciding to end their marriage after 41 days. I mean, what do you expect from a girl that you meet on Twitter?
That usually does not bode well for the longevity. I don't know that Guinness is going to be knocking around your door when you're 95 years old and that. Not to say that it can't happen. Hey, you know, love comes in so many forms.
Doesn't it, though?
Ways. Start cueing the violins behind me as I go to this speech. But really what it comes down to is you've got a guy who was a number three wide receiver on a bad team, a guy hoping to catch on. So the fact that 5 days later we're still talking about it and that everybody was so interested in Hard Knocks. You know how much of Hard Knocks I watched yesterday?
All
Nothing.
Of it? Oh, okay.
Nothing.
I watched
it
all.
Watch a moment of it because the Miami Dolphins to me aren't interesting. Unless Kim Kardashian's ample assets suddenly start creeping around Reggie Bush again, there's no talk here.
No, but you know whose ample assets were there, Mike? Ryan Tannehill's wife, and I'm not sure who they made look better, him or his wife.
I've already met her. I don't need to see her on TV.
Oh, okay. Well, you're better than I am.
Is her name?
Maybe I am, but the bottom line is, I mean, what's she going to do?
Is her name Brittany Tannehill?
For him in a quarterback battle against David Garrard?
Right.
I mean, how's that compelling television?
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Harmon. I couldn't care less about some football player's old lady. Couldn't care less.
I mean, she's all.
I wouldn't mind seeing Chad Johnson get whacked, though.
Her. I don't need to make appointment viewing to see her.
For anybody who watched it last night, the cameos of the Dolphins cheerleaders were also very nice. That's all I'm saying.
Great. Google. Hit your Google machine. You could see much more of them and everybody else.
Yeah, but I know. It's just, I understand what you're saying.
You're looking
but...
for an excuse for that NFL tie. I get it. We like Joe Philbin.
Yeah.
Everybody that knows Joe Philbin likes Joe Philbin. Fact of the matter is, there's nothing compelling about that team.
Well, fine. We'll listen to your rules on television as long as my rules about sleepers apply.
Killing me on sleeper teams and stuff, so I can tell you what not
Fair enough.
I'm watching.
Right, and also Zeno's got his own rules as to who's a good football team and who isn't, even though they make the playoffs. We were talking yesterday, Mike, about the Houston Texans, and I think they're good. They gave the Ravens all they could handle and then some in the playoffs last year with a third-string quarterback. They're expected to be healthy. They're going to dominate a division, as you said earlier, that's going to be poor. I think Houston is a dangerous, dangerous ball club. Zeno thinks they're going to get to the playoffs just because they're the best team. They're the best
of the worst.
Well,
they're breathing. I mean, there's nobody in that division who can compete with them.
Well, I think that's what we start looking at, and now people start to do the revisionist history on Peyton Manning's career, saying, well, he dominated a bad division all those years. And you know what? The bottom line is you get to the playoffs. With them, it's just a question of do you have health. With Andre Johnson, you know there's going to be an injury. With Matt Schaub, he's survived all of one season without having to miss a few games. Foster's been banged up a bit. Ben Tate is a guy that you like as a number two, but he's had some injury history of his own. So you get on down the line, they've had some issues on the defensive side already with injuries. It's all just a question of can they get to January healthy? If so, they're dangerous because they attack defensively and they can stretch the field. Now, the secondary wide receivers are still a big question mark for them. But again, they're at least going to get to the dance, and they don't have to try to battle several other division opponents to get there. It's all just a matter of attrition.
He's Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com. Mike, you have a lot going on. Tell everybody about it.
Oh, we're updating rankings now. Got to love that. Trying to find out how high I'd go to Torrey Smith now that I got to figure out how to project those 15 touchdowns.
Well, you know, he and Darius Haywood Bay will combine for 20.
And where they come, and obviously the great Flacco debates continue. So we're going to be doing some of the rankings, posting a lot of information from my training camp road trip that I survived last week, as well as starting to get ready and really breaking down some of these offensive and defensive lines where people fall asleep a little bit on where the cohesion is or isn't across the NFL, as well as some of those great news of the weird that we love to bring you.
Mike, as always, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll catch up next Tuesday at the regular
and
spot.
And I'll be sure to give you a Hard Knocks update.
I'll appreciate that. I will look forward to that on your Twitter account.
Thanks, buddy.
Right, 140 characters is about all I can stand at.
All right, Mike, see you later.